About 5 weeks ago, late August, I want to say, I took a phone call from a friend. Hadn't heard from this person in a long, long time. Hey, how's it going? How are things in Savannah? Great. How about you? Oh, you know, this person lives on the other side of the Savannah River. It's chugging along. You know, how's business over there? I said, you know, I've heard from a lot of businesses here, restaurants, that it's been soft. August was very, very slow. Traditionally, Savannah has been slow in August because everybody goes back to school and there's a little dip in traffic. Then it picks up again as we get into September and it cools off a little bit. He said, yeah, the same thing over here, but man, it's really bad. I said, yeah, this is probably the worst that I've heard in some time. I've heard one restaurant, and I'm going to leave names out of it, said they were down probably August 23 to 24, down almost 30%. He goes, yep, those are the numbers I'm hearing as well. And I said, wow, it's, he goes, I'm going to tell you, man, the restaurant business right now is hurting. And so far to say that I think, he told me, I think we are probably one hurricane evacuation away from a lot of these businesses that people love so much closing. And that got my attention. Again, this was in August. This was before Tropical Storm Debbie. This was certainly before Tropical Storm / Hurricane Helene. That got my attention, but I thought, all right, well, whatever, we haven't had one. And Debbie wasn't so much an evacuation thing. Helene wasn't so much an evacuation thing because it was coming from Florida. And we thought, all right, we've had these before. By the time it comes through Florida, South Georgia, it's going to be fine. It's not like it's full force coming off the Atlantic like we had Matthew back in 2016. And so, we thought, all right, you know, it'll be fine. Well, I think we all can agree now in hindsight that Helene was a lot worse than we thought it would be. Not to say that we didn't think it would be bad at all, but it was a lot worse. You know, from my standpoint, I didn't sleep a wink on Thursday night as it rolled through two Thursdays ago. You know, I was hanging out on Facebook with all of my friends saying, this is scary. This is, wow, oh my goodness, I've lost power. All of these things that we were all conversing overnight. Go out the next morning and find out that the Ordinary Pub, the building that houses the Ordinary Pub in the 200 block of West Broughton Street, had a roof collapse and the third floor collapsed into the second floor. And this basement restaurant, the building that houses it was condemned. That does not mean torn down or will be torn down. That means it cannot be inhabited. It beyond that, you know, it was pretty bumpy. I went out Friday morning. There were trees down everywhere. We started to clean up, walked down Broughton Street. Everybody was out. The coffee shops were full. The lines for takeout coffee were long. It appeared to be normal until I came to find out that the rest of Chatham County, really outside of downtown Savannah, had been knocked on its butt a little bit and power was out. Now, you know, as we talk about this a whole week later, you know, school was closed for a week. I have friends who still don't have power as I sit here and chat about this today. This was a lot worse than we thought. And, you know, we will dig out of it. Thankfully for us, as it applies, it could have been a lot worse. You look at the situation in Western North Carolina and the absolute heartbreaking devastation that has occurred up there. It could have been worse, but it was plenty bad here. All of that to tie back into what my friend told me back in August. You know, we're one hurricane evacuation away from some of these businesses closing. And I'm here to tell you that I haven't heard of any closings outside of Ordinary Pub situation, which is unique in that the building is condemned for the time being. But we have situations where restaurants have been closed for a week. They've had to throw out inventory, thousands of dollars worth. There are employees, let's say servers, who work largely on tips. They can't work. Nobody wins in these situations. If you can't serve food, you know, you have to tell your employees, I'm sorry, I don't have anything for you this week. We have to stay shut. There's the example of the Wild Dock Bar, who they lost power and there's a big tree blocking. If you've been to the Wild, you know, there's only one access there in or out. And if there's a big tree blocking it, there's no restaurant. And then you've got all of those people there who can't work because there's no restaurant. All of that to say, it is just brutally bad out there. I could give you 20 examples. The market, the brand new market that's gone into the Waters corridor, had to throw out inventory, and they had a fundraiser to try to get themselves back on track. There are a million. I could go on forever. You just heard from the ladies of Finch's, who do the great sandwiches and a great job there in Thunderbolt, and their troubles. Everybody is hurting when it comes to the restaurant scene. And as I told you at the top of this show, it's nice to tell everybody where you can get great food or great deals on food, or, you know, who's open or who's closed or who's, but I believe it's a responsibility that I have to share with you when these people are hurting. And that's not to say, well, you all need to go out and eat fine dining for the next five nights and spend $250 per dinner. No, this isn't about that. I know a majority of the people who are watching or listening to this can't afford to do that. I couldn't afford to do that. But it comes down to, hey, let me go to this small business, pass on the fast food in the next week or so, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, pass on that stuff, go eat a local sandwich, go see, some of your friends, go eat local. It has become cliche. I post it almost every time with social media hashtag eat local, and it gets overlooked. But right now, as I share these words with you, it is critically crucial that everybody have an awareness to go help your neighbor, help your friend at the coffee shop, at Cup to Cup, at the for the ladies' friendship coffee and on the islands, out in Pooler, all of these local businesses who are desperate for business as they rebuild out of this, for people to come through. Sometimes I want to scream when I see the long lines at fast food, which is fine, and everybody's entitled to their own choices. But when it comes to hard times like we are all facing right now, give your community, give the little guy a shot, give your neighbors, the children who go to our schools and all of that. Let's keep them in mind when we're going to go out to eat. Desposito's had to throw out. I checked in on Desposito's in the wake of the storm, and they were desperately trying to salvage the stuff from their cooler because they had lost power. It has been a mess. It has been a mess. And I thought it was important for me to put out the plea on behalf of every restaurant, every locally owned restaurant, within the sound of my voice, and that goes for here in Savannah, that goes for Bluffton, that goes for Hilton Head, that goes for anywhere within the sound of the voice of this podcast, if you're listening, or TV show, if you're watching, to remember local for the next little bit and help everybody get back on their feet. So thanks so much for spending some time with us here for Eat and Like It this weekend. I thought it was important to give you an idea of what some of these restaurants are going through this week. So I said it already. I'll say it one last time before we go. Remember to support local these next few weeks, and I guarantee you every last one of them will appreciate it more than you know. So have a good week, and we'll see you right back here next week for more Eat and Like It.